Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a wonderful topic for you today.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because I take you there.
Oh,
okay. It's hugs in public restrooms. Hugs in public restrooms. Hugs in public restrooms. There's a saying from Lao Tse. How do you pronounce it in English?
Lao Tse.
He said, the highest good is like water. Water benefits all things generously and is without strife. It dwells in the lowly places that men disdain. And I would just replace that word water with love. Love is like that too. I told you I would take you there. And so we are going to town, bringing Ingeborg to the Grossmont Hospital Building 2. And as she disappears behind the door, I go and do my shopping. And coming back, they tell me, well, she'll be still a few minutes. So I sit down in the waiting room and just watch the people come in and go. And it's a full waiting room. And I have time to bless the people and to enjoy some lovely, wonderful scenes of happiness and joy. And I can't get too much into that because otherwise we miss the mystery of the restrooms. Well, anyhow, at a certain time, I think to myself, I want to go and get up a little bit and walk around. So I went out of building 2, and it's a nice path there between pillars and like in a convent, you know, where you can walk along. And I saw this sign, always a blue sign, an arrow, building 3 restrooms. Next pillar, building 3 restrooms. So I thought to myself, yeah, I think I go and visit building 3. And yeah, I could also go to the restroom. So I went to the restroom in building 3. Which is very nice building, must say, very, 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 very modern, very, very, very lovely. So I went into the restroom, and the restroom is one of these restrooms for men and women. And it had about 2 or 3 cabins in there. Well, as I came out from my little cabin, the door opened and a man came in. Sylvia, Harry, what are you doing here? Well, it was Harry Buckles, my favorite client. You remember maybe I've worked for the Buckles, and Harry was just one of my favorite guys. He was the one that invited me for dinner after I got my American citizenship. He's just a lovely guy. And so big hugging, and he said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk long. I have an appointment with the doctor, you know, pointing to his heart. And I said, yeah, whole and perfect, you know, all the good stuff and blessings, and it was just good to see you. And yeah, that was my first encounter, restroom number 1, hugs in public restrooms. Then I went back in building 2, and they told me, well, it's going slow, it's going very slow, so it might be another hour. Okay, I go over to Grossmont and just walk a little bit around. So I went over to Grossmont, that's a shopping mall, big shopping mall, very lovely. Has a pet shop which always has beautiful pets. And I bought myself a drink. And then I thought to myself, I think I need to go to the restroom. So I went to the restroom. And while I was in my little cabin, I suddenly heard somebody singing. Just lovely, beautiful singing with the voice, you know, like a little bit reminded me of Faith. So clear, like a bell, and very, very lovely. And I thought, how unusual. Somebody is singing in the restroom. I came out of my little cabin, and there was a homeless woman standing in the corner there with her cart filled with her stuff and singing. So I went to the basin and washed my hands and turned over to her and said, you know, you have a very lovely voice. And so she moved away from her corner and stood in front of me and said, you know, I wrote that song after the 11th of September because I wanted to feel with them. I wanted to tune into that. And then she started to sing that song to me. And it was a rather beautiful song. She first sang of the hurt and the pain, but then she said, but love will win, and one day we will be all one and in union with all life, and you know, just very beautiful words. And then I said, okay, let's leave the pain and the hurt behind and start with love and see us all one in union with all life. And then she said, you know, I've written another song too, and it's called Morning Mist. So she started to sing to me, Morning Mist, you know. She stood in front of me, and behind the doors were going, and people were going to the bathroom and coming out of the bathroom. And she was singing to me about Morning Mist and about light and the beginning of a new day. And the possibilities of a new day and a new life. Just very lovely. And then, when she was done with singing, I just had to give her a hug. I mean, her clothes were rather dirty, you know, as you can imagine. But she smelled so good, I tell you, she was just a beautiful soul. Well, I turned around to walk out of the door, and she walked in one of the little doors, and then she turned around and said, what's your name? And I said, Sylvia. And I said, what's your name? Bridget. And so we both went our ways. And as I walked away, I knew that restrooms are just perfect for hugging. Restrooms are perfect for hugs. And I honestly recommend to you to try it once. And yeah, by the way, while she was when she was finished with singing the Morning Mist, she told me that she's in the street ministry, and I thought that was very beautifully said. Yes, and so that's my mystery story of hugs in the restroom. Restrooms are huggable places, and love finds its way just anywhere and everywhere, and so it is.